Joining me now to talk about California and what's at stake here for Republicans is Dan Schnur. He's a Republican strategist and a longtime political watcher here in the Golden State. Dan, welcome to Day to Day.
Oh, thanks for having me.
We've been following polls, and over the weekend, the new Field poll, which is the most authoritative California poll, shows Senator McCain doing well among most sectors of Republican voters. He's also endorsed by Governor Schwarzenegger, the LA Times, San Francisco Chronicle, the Sacramento Bee. That's a lot of weight there, but still, a couple of new numbers show Governor Romney doing very well in the last few days, getting pretty close to Senator McCain. Do you see that?
I do see that. What may be happening to some degree, not just in California but elsewhere, is conservatives who've had some suspicions about Governor Romney, just like they did about Mayor Giuliani and Senator Thompson, are realizing that if they don't rally behind Romney, John McCain will likely be the Republican nominee by later this week. I don't know if this late realization is enough to stop McCain, but it seems to be tightening up the race a little bit to the point where both candidates are going to be spending at least a little bit of time here. And obviously the campaigns wouldn't fly their candidates all the way back out across the country if they didn't think that there was still some uncertainty about the result here.
So California just matters more now than it has. I saw one piece that said this is the most important California primary since 1964, which was Goldwater versus Rockefeller. Does that square with what you think?
Well, you can make the argument that this is the most important California primary ever, because after years of trying to make ourselves more relevant by moving up on the primary calendar, this is the first time we've ever been the scene of not just one but two contested party primaries, and two seriously contested party primaries at that.
Let's go over the mathematics of this for a moment, if I may. There are 53 congressional districts in the state. On the Democratic side, the delegates are 3 to 6 per district, and they're divided up proportionally. So the candidates can split them up within districts. But on the Republican side, within a district, it's winner-take-all. And the effect of that is to make even the Democratic-leaning districts important to Republicans, right? Because you can really scarf up some Republican delegates there.
That's right. In the past, Republicans in California actually awarded our delegates on a winner-take-all basis at a state level, which means if you won the entire state of California by one vote, you ended up with a treasure trove of delegates to the national convention. By changing to a district-by-district system, the goal was to urge Republican candidates to begin spending more time in the outer suburban and rural areas where most of our voters live in California. However, one of the unexpected results of this change is it's encouraged Republican candidates to spend a lot of time in heavily Democratic districts. For example, one candidate could go to southern Orange County and campaign for hundreds of thousands of Republican votes. Another candidate could go to Berkeley, have dinner with the 10 Republicans who live there, and come home with 3 delegates.
One more bit of kind of rulemaking, and that is independents cannot vote in the Republican primary, the category that's labeled decline to state party preference. Is that a mistake for Republicans? Because that's a lot of voters in California.
I think it is, and I am in the minority in my party on this one, and the party leaders make the argument that they do not want non-Republicans deciding who the party's nominee ought to be. But at least in my own opinion, I worry that by giving all those independent and decline to state voters, almost 20% of the electorate, the potential to form a habit of voting Democrat in February doesn't guarantee anything in November, but may give the Democratic presidential nominee, whoever he or she may be, somewhat of an advantage in the fall election.
Dan Schnur, a Republican strategist in California. Dan, thank you for speaking with us today.
Happy to.